The word tonight is the power of praise, the power of praise. And we're about a week and a half from Thanksgiving Day, which is on November 24th, 2022. And, you know, people in America, in this nation, have ideas of what Thanksgiving Day is all about. Some call it Turkey Day. For some, it's a day of watching football games. For others, it's a day of relaxation and spending time with family. But let's keep in mind that Thanksgiving Day, we show thanks and gratitude to others, and most importantly, to God, right? That's what Thanksgiving Day is about. We ought to know that as believers in Jesus Christ, that we're ultimately giving thanks to God for His many blessings upon our lives. Now, this Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day, approaching Thanksgiving, think about that person who believed in you when nobody else did. Maybe fellow students mocked you or belittled you, or maybe somebody told you you were a mistake, but that person in your life, maybe a grandparent, maybe a parent, maybe, who knows, a brother, a sister, somebody in your life that believed in you and said, you know what, you're not a mistake. God loves you and I believe in you, and that person was there to encourage you, and that person lifted you up. And this Thanksgiving, I encourage you to think about that person that had a positive impact upon your life, and reach out to that person. Give them a phone call. Write them a text. Write them an email if they're still alive, and say, you know what? If it were not for your words of encouragement, I might not be alive today. Reach out to that person who was there for you this Thanksgiving Day and tell them how grateful you are for them. All right? But most importantly, this Thanksgiving, let's remember God and His manifold blessings upon our lives and thank Him. You know, every big good thing, as well as every small little blessing, has come from the hand of God. That financial miracle that you might have received came from the hand of God. Amen. That bus fare that you might have received, that came from the hand of God. Thank God for the big things, the big blessings, as well as the small little blessings that have come into your life. Because every good thing that has come into your life has come from the hand of God. Do you agree here tonight? But you know, thank God not only on Thanksgiving Day. We need to thank God on a consistent daily basis. You know, when you wake up in the morning, thank Him for one thing every morning that you wake up. When you look at yourself in the morning tomorrow, in the mirror tomorrow morning, say, God, I thank you for waking me up. And then the morning after that, God, I thank you that you put breath in my lungs today. And the day after that, God, I thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth 2,000 years ago to die for my sins. God, I thank you that by faith in Jesus, you have given me the gift of eternal life. There is something every day you can thank God for. On a daily basis, I encourage you to be giving thanks to God. Yes, we're to thank Him on Thanksgiving Day, but also every single day of our lives. And you know, practicing gratitude on a daily basis is really good for you. There are studies that have been done that show that practicing thanksgiving and gratitude on a daily basis is good for you physically. It can help lower blood pressure. It can help a person quit smoking. It can help a person lose weight. Did you know that being grateful on a daily basis can also help you emotionally? It's emotionally healthy to be grateful on a daily basis, to have an attitude of gratitude in life. And, you know, it can help remove stress and anxiety and depression from your life. When you express gratitude, you become more grateful. When you express gratitude on a daily basis, you become more optimistic. You start enjoying life more. Is that making sense here tonight? So find something every day you can be thankful for. Find something every day you can give God thanks for, and say it to Him in the morning when you look at yourself in the mirror. God, I thank you that you are so good. I thank you that you woke me up. Think of something every day good in your life and thank God for it. And so the point I want to make tonight is this. If you remember nothing else, remember this tonight. That, you know, it's easy to praise and give God thanks when things are going well in your life, right? Maybe you received a financial miracle, Or maybe you received a glowing medical report. Or maybe you came back into relationship with that person that you were out of relationship with. And so it's easy to give God thanks when things are going well in your life. Would you agree? But a lot of times it's not as easy to give thanks and praise to God when things are not going so well in your life. If you're going through a valley experience, if you're going through a dark hour in your life, if you're going through like a prison-like experience in your life, it's not as easy in those low times to give God thanks. But guess what? In those times, we still need to be giving Him thanks. We need to be thanking God in all circumstances. I'm going to read you an illustration here from the Speaker's Quote book. So just listen to this, and it says this. One day on the streets of London, Charles Spurgeon was robbed. When he arrived home and told his tale, he said, "Well, thank the Lord anyway." His wife countered, "Thank the Lord that somebody stole your money?" "No, my dear," answered her husband. Then he began to enumerate some reasons why he was thankful. "First, I'm thankful the robber just took my money, not my life. Secondly, I'm thankful that I had left most of our money home and he didn't really rob me of much. Thirdly, I'm thankful to God that I was not the robber." Being thankful even in the midst of a difficult situation. All right, so we're going to turn to a scripture that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it's a 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let's back up to verse 17. He's writing to the Thessalonians. He says, "Pray continuously. Give thanks in some circumstances." Say, give thanks when things are going really well in your life. No, he says, give God thanks in all circumstances. Give God thanks when things are going well, and give God thanks when things are not going so well in your life. That's what Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give God thanks in all the circumstances and situations of your life. All situations. And you know, if anyone practiced what he preached, it was Paul. Let me show you what I mean. Tonight's main passage is Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Paul was going through a really low, dark hour in his life. And in the midst of it, we find him praising God. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. All right. So they were in Philippi, right? They were in Philippi, which was a leading city of Macedonia. And it says here in verse 16, "Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling." Verse 17, "This girl followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.'" And so the thing I find interesting about this scripture is that even the devil through this girl has to admit that Jesus Christ is the only way to be saved, right? "She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' At that moment, the spirit left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities." So these greedy owners of this girl, they realized that their opportunity with this girl for making money was gone. And so they were upset with Paul and Silas. "They brought them before the magistrates and said, 'These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.' The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates, these rulers, ordered them to be stripped and flogged. They were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Verse 30, he then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. So I want to look tonight at verse 25 again. About midnight, it wasn't only midnight physically, but it was dark personally for Paul and Silas. It was dark figuratively speaking. Through their hands, God cast a devil out of this girl who had a spirit of divination. And the people were upset. They were thrown into prison because of that miracle that God did through the hands of Paul and Silas. So about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were praying. They must have been praying, "God, we thank you that you can deliver us from this prison." They were singing hymns. They were praising God. They were giving thanks to God Almighty in the middle of their prison experience. I could only imagine the thanks that they were giving to God. We don't know exactly what Paul and Silas were saying, what they were praying, but they were cheerful in the midst of a valley experience, in the midst of a dark hour in their lives, in the midst of this prison experience. They were full of cheer and giving praise and thanks to Almighty God. Who knows what they might have been saying? I can only imagine they might have been saying, "God, we thank you that though we are shackled, we are still alive, and we thank you for that. God, we thank you that though we are imprisoned, we thank you that you used us just previously to this to pray for a girl who had a spirit of divination and you set her free. God, we thank you that we are counted worthy to suffer trial and persecution for your name's sake, for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you that you have called us to be ministers of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. So they were praising God. They were giving God thanks in the midst of this really difficult situation that they were in. They were imprisoned. Their feet were in stocks. They were shackled. They were just in a really tough situation, a really low situation in their lives. And they weren't complaining. You know, if some other people might have been complaining, who knows? But in the midst of this really difficult circumstance, instead of complaining, they were praying, they were praising God, and they were giving thanks to Him. And it says this in the other part of verse 25, as they were praying and singing hymns to God, the other prisoners were listening, and suddenly there was a violent earthquake. The earth shook. The foundations of the prison were shaken. The prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. In the midst of their praise, in the midst of them giving God thanks during this difficult circumstance, the power of God showed up, and the earth shook. The foundations of the prison, they trembled. The doors flew open, and the chains came off of the prisoners. What does the word of God say in Psalm 22? Verse 3, that God inhabits the praises of His people. God is enthroned upon the praises of His people. When you're praising God, when you're giving Him thanks in the middle of that difficult situation in your life, there God is. There His power shows up to bring about a miracle in your life and to set you free. Is that good news here tonight? Yeah. Their giving of thanks in the middle of this prison experience was expressive of their faith in God. They knew that God was on their side, Paul and Silas. They knew that God would not forsake them. They knew that God would not turn his back on them, and they were praising him in the middle of it. They were giving him thanks, and as they did that, God inhabited those praises. God was enthroned upon those praises, and the power of God showed up to do a wonderful miracle in their lives. When you give God praise and thanks in the middle of your difficult circumstance, guess what? You're showing God that you have great faith in him. It's indicative, it's expressive of your faith in God. And God can do, will do a miracle in your life. So my question to you tonight is this. What dark prison-like experience are you going through? I'm going to hit a couple of points here. Do you take a strong stance on biblical morality? And maybe you're being belittled for it. Maybe you're for sexual purity. Maybe you're for life, and those around you that are not godly, maybe they're belittling you. They're mocking you. Maybe they're slandering you to somebody, to an employer, trying to take you down because you take a strong stance on biblical morality. This is called persecution for the gospel's sake. Being persecuted like Paul and Silas were being persecuted in Philippi. Has God called you to preach the gospel maybe on a street corner? You know, I was on 71st going east the other day, and on the 169 on-ramp to 169 south, there was a man right in that area preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Has God called you to preach the gospel on a corner here in downtown Tulsa? Maybe somebody will say, man, you're a religious fanatic. You're crazy. People are going to think you're nuts for preaching on a street corner. And you tell them, it doesn't matter what they think about me. Only what God thinks about me only really matters. That's it. Maybe you have the desire on the inside to take a mission trip overseas or to become a missionary in another country. And maybe people around you, maybe a family member is saying, we don't support you in that. If you do it, I'll disown you. Doesn't matter what they think. Only what God thinks about you really matters. This is called persecution. If somebody wants to disown you for sharing the gospel on a street corner, if they want to disown you for becoming a missionary or doing God's work, guess what? So let it be. God will take care of it. That's persecution for the gospel's sake. And in the middle of that persecution, you can start giving God thanks and saying, God, you know what? They're persecuting me. They're belittling me. They're mocking me. They're putting me down because I have a strong stance on biblical morality because I want to share your word on a street corner. They're putting me down, God, but I thank you that I'm alive still. God, I thank you that I have the ability to speak. God, I thank you for your manifold blessings upon my life. God, I praise you. You are worthy of all my praise. You are so awesome, God. And you start thanking God and you start praising God in the midst of the persecutions you might be going through. And I'm here to tell you tonight that the power of God will show up. The earth will start to shake. The foundations of that prison you might find yourself in will start to tremble. The doors are going to fly wide open and God is going to set you free. God will shut the mouths of your accusers. He will move them miraculously out of your life so that you can do what he has called you to do. Is that good news here tonight? That's good news. So in the midst of persecution that you might be receiving from others, those that are not godly, start praising God. Start giving him thanks. That shows that you've got strong faith in God. Your thanks to God in the middle of the difficult circumstance is indicative of your strong faith in God. And God will go about to do a miracle in your life. Maybe tonight you're finding yourself in some sort of like a financial prison. Maybe you've got more month at the end of your money than you have money at the end of your month. And you're like, man, I just don't have enough money. My bank account was just wiped out by this unexpected bill. Or, man, I just never have enough money to get an apartment or to have a better mode of transportation. And so you feel like you're in some sort of financial prison tonight. Maybe you're in a low spot financially, in a valley financially in your life. I encourage you, friends, though it may be dark in the financial realm of your life, start praying to God and saying, God, I thank you that you can deliver me from this. God, I praise you. You are worthy of my praise. God, I thank you that even though I don't have much money, God, you've given me life. God, I thank you that you've given me the most important thing. You've given me Jesus Christ, and by faith in him, the gift of eternal life. God, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who will see to it, the God who will provide in my life. Friends, and I'm here to tell you tonight that if you praise God and you thank him in the midst of that financially difficult situation in your life, that the ground will begin to shake, the power of God will show up, the prison foundations will begin to tremble, the doors are going to swing open, and God will bring deliverance into your life in the financial realm. We serve a miracle working God. Amen? God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Maybe you find yourself tonight in a prison of temptation, that your flesh is trying to pull you towards something that is not good, to take something into your body that is bad for you, or to look at something that isn't good for you to look at, and you're being tempted to go that way, and you feel like you're in some sort of prison in this area, like you're being tempted and you feel like you're all locked up. You're in a low spot. You're in a valley area. You're in a dark area in your life concerning this temptation. Start praying to God and saying, God, I thank you that by your Holy Spirit, you can empower me to walk away from that temptation. God, I praise you. I worship you. God, I give you thanks that you're on my side. You'll never leave me. You will never forsake me. God, I thank you that you have got my back. I thank you that your Holy Spirit lives on the inside of me to give me power to turn away and not fall for that temptation. And I'm here to tell you tonight, friends, that as you praise God, as you thank him in the midst of that dark area, that temptation that's been trying to come at you, that the earth will begin to move. The power of God will show up. The foundations of the prison will begin to tremble. The doors are going to swing open, and God will bring deliverance from that temptation into your life. God is good. Amen? Do you believe that word here tonight? That God is able to do, but you've got to be in an attitude of praise. You've got to be in an attitude of thanks, not just once in a blue moon. You need not to be thanking God just when things are going so well, but you need to be thanking God all the time, in the good times and when things are going really rough in your life. Amen? And so, Paul and Silas, they were set free, right? They were set free miraculously by the power of God. And what does it say in verse 27? The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. He was about to commit suicide. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" This jailer was probably in a state of confusion, had some fear. But he also saw the divine protection of God on Paul and Silas. He saw the power of God evident in the lives of Paul and Silas. And he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and then immediately he and all his family were baptized. Friends, this is awesome, isn't it? Yeah. They were thanking God. They were praising God in the midst of this jail experience. And that God did what? God showed up. His power showed up and he set them free. Not only did he set them free, he set free the lives of the jailer and his entire family. That's what giving God thanks in the midst of difficult circumstances does. It brings about miracles in your life. It brings about miracles of salvation for your loved ones. And you know, God's deliverance is bigger than you yourself. It's so that others will see God's work in your life like the jailer did, and they will start to follow Jesus. They'll look at you and say, "Wow, man, you've been persecuted for the gospel's sake, but God has delivered you. God has removed those accusers out of your life. Man, you were suffering financially at one time, but now you've got finances. You can pay your bills, or maybe you were sick at one time, and
wow, God miraculously healed you. Wow, you were struggling with that temptation, but God delivered you from that temptation's pull. What do you have that I don't have? And you can tell them, I've got God on my side. I've got Jesus. It's Jesus who is the miracle worker in my life. And you can, that can, God can use that as a channel for you to start sharing the gospel with that person in your sphere of influence. Is that making sense here tonight? So others are going to see the protection of God in your life. Others will see the miracle working power of God in your life. Others are going to see that God is on your side. And they're going to say, you have something I don't have. I want what you have. And you tell them, I've got God. God has got my back. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. I've got Jesus. I've got faith in Jesus. And you can have him too. And God can bring that person then and their family into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because of the God they see in your life. But you got to be praising. You've got to be thanking God when you're going through tough situations. And it's not easy for us to give thanks to God when situations are tough, right? The flesh fights against that, right? The flesh, when things are going tough, what does the flesh want to do? The flesh wants to complain, right? And bicker, and I just can't believe this is happening to me. I just can't believe I'm being persecuted. I can't believe people are slandering me. I can't believe I've got no money or I'm sick in my body. And you know, when you're going through a tough time, the fleshly part of you wants to complain, but I encourage you tonight, instead of complaining, turn your complaint into a praise to God and say, God, I thank you that even though it's tough in my life, I am still alive. You have given me life. Even though I'm going through this really difficult situation in my life, you've given me Jesus. You've given me the greatest gift in the world, faith in Jesus, and by it, eternal life. God, I love you. I thank you. I give you my praise and my worship and my thanks. And I'm telling you, if you're in that attitude, not just one day a year on Thanksgiving Day, but every day of your life, the power of God will show up in your life. For God inhabits and is enthroned on the praises of his people. When you're praising God, God shows up. His power shows up. The earth will move. The foundations of that prison in your life will begin to shake. The doors of that prison in your life will begin to open, and God will do a miracle and set you free. Amen? Amen. So say it with me tonight. In all circumstances, I will give God thanks. When things are going well, and when things are tough in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God loves you so very much. And as you were listening tonight, you might have thought, well, you know what? I've never even accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior once in my life. But tonight I want to do so for the first time. If you've never accepted Jesus, but tonight for the very first time, you're wanting to make him your Savior, I encourage you to raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. If you've never accepted Jesus, but tonight you want to do so, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. All right, maybe there's some of you out there that accepted Jesus at one point in the past, but maybe you got upset with God. Maybe you got upset with somebody. You slipped away from Jesus. You've slipped away from God. And tonight you want to recommit your life to Jesus. You want to re-give your life back to him. If that's you, raise your hand tonight. All right, I see those hands up. All right, those who have your hands up, stand up. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Stand up. All right. Stand up if you're wanting to re-give your life back to Jesus. All right. All right. Anybody else want to follow their lead? Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what somebody next to you thinks. It's only what God thinks about you that really matters. If God is whispering to your spiritual ear by his Holy Spirit to raise your hand and get up, then get up. There's not another moment to waste. Remember this. The next hour is not guaranteed you. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you would be with God, with Jesus in heaven? All right. Those standing up, come forward. Come to the altar. All right. Anybody else want to come up and pray this prayer of recommitment?
All right, those standing up here tonight, repeat this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died upon the cross for my sins. I followed you at one time, but I've slipped away. I've said and done some bad things, but tonight I say I'm sorry. I changed my mind from going my way to going your way only. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life, my thoughts, what I do with my body, my spirit, my relationships, my finances. Be Lord over every part of me. Jesus, I love you. I thank you that you give me the strength to follow you the rest of my days here on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I thank you, Jesus, that I will see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, welcome back to God's family. And for those of you that came forward tonight, there are certain spiritual disciplines, wait just 1 minute, that you need to practice to remain close to Christ. You need to be getting in the Word of God on a consistent basis. You got to be praying to God on a daily basis. All right, you need to find good, solid Christian friends. You need to be going to these church services. May God richly bless you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving Day, and remember to give God thanks always throughout the whole year. And Thanksgiving Day as well. Amen? All right, you have a great night. God bless you. Justin, you got it? Okay. All right.
Can we show Ryan some love?